Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shindaddy in Creighton, Bill?
Shops open. Parts are open. It's Woe Is Me Wednesday. Woe Is Me Wednesday. If you have something going on inside, something you need to talk about, get out there, Shin Daddy's going to handle that one-on-one.
Is he really?
You stop in for woe.
Therapy?
Therapy. Woe Is Me Wednesday. More than that's therapy, just thoughts, ideas, how to get out of a funk is the main thing. Sometimes you get in yourself a little bit of a funk like that. So Woe Is Me Wednesday. Come in, share some things that are going on that we got to build. That is what's going on with me right now. And then Shin Daddy helps with a little bit of burst of hope and energy.
Wow.
From him. So it's just when they leave the bank, everyone's happy.
So you go in his office?
Goes into his office. Like
shuts
that.
The door.
Shuts the door. Hey, woe is me. What's going on? This happened to me last night.
Could be a variety of matters.
Could be a variety of things like that. He's not delving into relationships.
Why?
He's not doing relationship stuff. He's just delving into just, and this is much more, would be like job oriented / financial / woe is me.
Family stuff maybe?
Some family stuff maybe. And Steve handles it. On complete, you know, at that, it doesn't go any further when you go into Steve.
Confidentiality.
Confidentiality at the highest of levels. And you know that from you know, Shin Daddy. Remember that one time you said forever you hadn't met him yet, but you'd met him with the wedding?
At the wedding. We made that very clear. You talked to him.
You talked to him.
At length.
But I do remember meeting him at the bar.
At Havelock. And would you not like to, anyone you'd rather talk to about a situation?
Nope. I mean, I told Shindy, I'm sure he was very uncomfortable. I said, I can't even believe I'm standing in front of you right now. Because you're like a mythical figure.
But he's welcoming.
But here you are.
But he's welcoming.
Shindy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really welcoming.
That's why he does Woe Is Me Wednesday.
Right. He's really, honestly, he is a guy.
It could be the smallest of things.
Yeah.
It could be the smallest of things.
Shindy is, he does have that aura of a guy you could talk to.
The only way you have someone that can help you with woe is me is time. Because it resonates like that. If you talk to someone who's like 22, hey, help me out with this. Well, I have no life experiences, so I'm not really sure what to tell you.
Good point.
He's full of life experiences.
Yeah.
And be able to help things out. So he's got his own little office open today, and obviously banking is as normal.
Is it?
Yeah, as normal.
He's got a good staff.
It's a very heavy day for Shindaddy.
It's a heavy day. But he leaves very, very motivated and happy because he's part of something. Because everybody has something, don't they? Like right now.
It's true.
Everybody right now is driving around or listening to this. He goes, you know what? I wouldn't mind spending 3 or 4 minutes with Shindaddy today.
God, between Shindaddy and Dr. Love.
Now, speaking of that.
A lot of help.
Somebody just, Joel in Wisconsin just texted. He's like, Shindaddy is smart to leave the relationship stuff to Dr. Love. May make for uncomfortable family get-togethers here.
That's why you said no relationship stuff, because you have cornered the market.
Dr. Love.
Cornered the market. It's a monopoly. No.
Dr. Love will be Friday at 7:35.
That's right.
Yes. 7:35, Dr. Love. So
have
if
your
you,
text message.
Yeah, if yes. you guys are...
I already had 2 texts today for Dr. Love on this show. Earlier, we got,
right.
yeah, we got 2 Wednesday things. Texts for Dr. Love.
Is there anybody else who would like to come to the show at Phil Ruhlman's?
Yes. Dr. Love will be there, by the way.
Yeah, if you want to go to the show at Ruhlman's.
Maybe we take one relationship question.
We can.
We could maybe take
it's
one.
Our show. We'll do it's what our we want show. To do that
we day. Do what we want to do. This, so Dr. Love might make an appearance.
Why wouldn't we take a question at Ruhlman's?
Wouldn't be maybe a bad thought.
We'll take all sorts of questions.
Or someone just wants to corner you at Ruhlman's.
Corner me.
Important question from Cassie. Does Shindaddy do Zoom calls, or is it strictly in person?
He'll do a Zoom call. Thank you, Cassie.
Good question.
He would do that. Yes, just hang on. I'll get the number for the bank. Well, on the next section, I'll get the bank number to reach out to Steve.
Beef Tacos, by the way, said he's going to try to make it with his wife to Ruhlman's. For
Beef Taco?
Event.
Hold
Beef
it.
Beef Tacos.
If Wet Blanket and Beef Taco are at the same event.
No. I'm not joking.
Talk about worlds colliding last week. Worlds majorly colliding.
Will and then Applied Connects come rolling in the door. Can you imagine that one?
Will. Yeah. And now listen, it is amazing when that happens. When you put the Beef Taco moniker with a face, that'll freak you out.
That will.
Wet Blanket. I can't even. I have all these images of what over the years of what I think he might look like.
I also would like to kind of have someone arrange it so like I'm like kind of back to back with Wet Blanket and it's like and we turn around at the same time. I want at the same time we turn around like they get this okay here it is. I don't want someone to say hey, see that guy over there getting an old fashioned? That's the blanket. No. I don't want that. I want to be like okay,
Wet Blanket. I get it.
Is anyone seen
you
that?
Want an unveiling of
yes,
Wet Blanket?
Exactly. That's what I'd like to have. Lauren Swigert, have you gotten your tickets yet? Leading tackler of Norfolk. It'd be nice to have you and Nicole
there.
Hey,
and by the way, you guys mentioned something. Okay, I know I do a lot of stuff that's obnoxious. I get it. I can't even help myself. I'll get Missing Tooth Greg's ticket, too. So
you're getting
for
2
3.
Tickets now. Oh, 3 tickets.
Yeah, I'm in for 3.
I think me and Jake will help with Missing Tooth Greg.
We can help with Missing Tooth Greg.
But I don't want him to feel left out. He's done so much for us. So,
well, time out. Time out. Here's the one that's really rough about getting thunder taken away. Off air, I go, hey, I'll get Greg.
Well, I don't want. I just
remember me saying,
but
I wanted
to say it on air because he's listening.
I go, nobody does more for us than Missing Tooth Greg. So I go, we'll handle it.
I'm not stealing your thunder.
Okay.
I just wanted to say it on air because he's listening.
Yeah.
So
just keep away from meteorology, though, Greg. Stay away from meteorology. Keep helping us out.
Yeah. Well, that's a touchy subject too.
Well, he's been way off.
Well, it's touchy because he's that's
looks like rain, Greg. Oh nope, 72 and sunny. You haven't even been close.
There's a touchy subject.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, there's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey, baseball fans. It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/FMH or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/FMH.
Just saw this yesterday from
You were excited
Sports.
About this.
Well, it's May. We like lists. It's not like rankings. Bruce Feldman, now at The Athletic, was...
Feldman. Oh, I love Feldman.
I didn't know he was at The Athletic. I didn't know
I did
he
not
was
know
there.
That.
Did not know he moved to The Athletic. But he was talking to a variety of coaches, TV analysts, and scouts over a couple-week stretch to try to rank the top players in college football since 2000. Ndamukong Suh, number 3 on this list.
Pretty
number
good.
3, Ndamukong Suh. Heisman Trophy finalist Ndamukong Suh as a defensive lineman. No big deal.
Should have won it.
It's really a daunting challenge to do this.
This is
list.
Very difficult.
Cam Newton, number 1. What did you think? I thought Cam Newton, number 1, was a very interesting pick.
It's real simple on several of these. You could make a strong argument for why he was 1. You could probably make an argument with maybe why was he not just top 5. But, I mean, but no matter what, I mean, his 100. Year that he had was
2010
was remarkable. It was absolutely mind blowing, is
yeah.
what it was.
And I'm fine with him one,
yes,
because to me he would take over games, and he was a force. He's a big, you know, I
and
like big quarterbacks.
And touch
big,
the ball every snap.
Yeah, Newton. Yeah. I was fine with Newton.
Who was 2?
One.
Number 2 is Reggie Bush. I have no problem with that either. And Reggie Bush was so fun to watch at USC.
So dynamic.
And,
I mean, and
forceful.
Forceful.
I'm looking for forceful. Guys that took over Saturdays. And these guys did sue for God. I mean,
think about that. Just imagine you're trying to defend him in high school. You're going to go, all right, you're going to play helix high. They're kind of running a wing tee. Who's their quarterback? Alex Smith. Who's their running back? Reggie Bush.
Jeez. Okay, good luck.
Imagine, I want you to just think about
high
that one. Just think about that one.
You got
that would be
like 80-pound defensive.
Be like a Millard North. Who's you got? Who's your quarterback? Crouch is going. Who's your running back? Rozier. I mean,
one player went first overall. The other went second overall in different drafts.
Well,
no big deal.
There was back to back, and it was upsetting to Helix High School, which I agree because everyone thought Reggie maybe won.
But they took Mario Williams went
Mario
first
Williams
instead to Houston.
To Houston.
Yep.
So imagine the fact that your high school, Helix High School. Have you heard a lot about Helix High School?
No.
No, you haven't.
Where is that?
What's that? San Diego.
Where in San Diego?
Oh, right by San Diego State is where it's very close. So it's very south.
Okay.
Yes.
So
just below the 8, I believe. Yes.
This is the rankings of the players per Bruce Feldman. 1, Cam Newton. 2, okay. This is again since 2000.
Yes.
Cam Newton 1, Reggie Bush 2, Ndamukong Suh 3, Joe Burrow 4, LSU, okay. Lamar Jackson 5.
Okay.
Ed Reed at Miami is 6.
Okay.
7, Vince Young at Texas. 8, Tim Tebow. 9, Travis Hunter.
Any
issues with that?
Okay, not really. I didn't hear more, but no.
Okay.
You always have an argument one way or the other.
Okay. 10, Terrell Suggs, Arizona State. 11, Larry Fitzgerald at Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, Andrew Luck.
Hi.
Well, he was
Ooh, I don't
he was
know.
Really good.
I don't know.
Devonta yeah. Smith's
you don't
too,
like him?
Way.
You don't like him?
No,
at
I like him. I like him maybe
no,
a little
no,
lower.
No, I like where that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're pushing on Smith.
No, I think he's a little lower.
Yeah.
Okay. Devonta Smith, 13. Baker Mayfield, 14.
Baker?
He was pretty phenomenal in college.
Marcus
trophy winner.
Marcus Mariota, 15. Chase Young at Ohio State,
ooh,
16.
Chase Young.
Now, he was really good.
That's still
well, they're all high. Really good.
Yeah, they're all really good.
I know.
In the last 25 years. It's
Chase not, Young.
He's a pretty good player.
Chase Young was a second overall pick, I believe, yeah, yeah. To the
I wouldn't have him probably quite as high.
17, Christian McCaffrey.
Higher. I'd go higher.
18, Roy Williams at Oklahoma.
Okay. He was right at that. Right on the cusp. Roy he Williams. Must have been 2000.
Yeah. He was like 2001.
He's right there. Then Rocky Calamus, was he in that? Right.
Yeah.
He was
Rocky Calamus.
He was really good. 19, Julius Peppers. 20, Aaron Donald. 21, Jaden Daniels, LSU. 22, Sean Taylor, the safety from Miami. 23, Brock Bowers from Georgia. 24, Tyrann Mathieu from LSU. And 25, a guard, Quentin Nelson, Notre Dame. That's your top 25 players
so
per...
So only one O-lineman?
One O-lineman.
One O-lineman?
Just at 25, Quentin Nelson. Yeah.
Very surprised that's not a left tackle or a center.
One O-lineman?
And then when the top 25 and it's a guard, it's yep. odd. Because just a... But...
There's no... I mean, there's
only
no
two
there's
D
no
tackles,
egregious
right?
ones in there. I mean...
Yeah, it's not a name you say. I mean,
Sue and Donald. I'm surprised there wasn't a few more D-linemen because... There's some guys.
Terrell Suggs.
I love that one.
Is he a lineman?
Yeah.
You just can't rush.
I say he's more of a DN. So I'm looking for internal because internal guys. If you just think what Sue did, what he from his position that he was pretty incredible. But just think about that. He was third, and there and so how many of those you can make an argument for being one?
Okay.
But Sue could easily have been
yes.
one. Easily could have been one.
I don't know who else.
Couldn't you push Joe Burrow for one?
Yes.
If you went, yes. I mean, he had the best.
Yes.
He had one season that was the best in the history of college football.
Yeah, so that's why you could. Yeah,
you could.
Reggie Bush, you could definitely make that case.
Yeah. So there's usually probably, what, top five or six you can make a push for being
God,
one.
Ed Reed is six. I mean, I just don't remember him. I mean, I covered that game, but.
He was so phenomenal, but I don't remember enough plays on him. But he was just so good. But
it's interesting there's safeties on here. Reed and Williams.
You heard the names. Any issue with Travis Hunter after all those names being number nine on the top 10 player?
Nope. I'm fine with that.
Not really. That doesn't freak me out too much.
I'm fine with that.
He's nine more for what he did probably at receiver than what he did at DB. But, I mean, as far as corners on the list, he's the only one, right? Is there any other corners on the list?
That is the only, Tyrann Mathieu, defensive back.
Okay.
Honey Badger.
Not Honey Bear. Honey Badger.
Honey Badger.
Honey Bear.
Yeah, he was phenomenal. His film, his highlight film stuff, just go back and watch it. What he did like that as a player and then as a returner. Whoa.
God, Feldman. There's no, you can't.
It's a very difficult list to assemble.
That's I'm not going to take him to task on anything.
Yeah, there's no, exactly. Hang on.
Right.
I'm going to email him. And he's probably gotten thousands of emails of anger.
I'm glad he did it.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's perspective.
I never freak out on lists. Because this is just simply, this is late May. Nothing else are really, not a lot going on.
You know the fear of doing this, though, is leaving out someone that's obvious.
Especially if they should be probably in the top three.
Right.
And you just forgot them.
Like
and
if
they're
you
not
forgot
the
Reggie Bush.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
That'd be bad.
Imagine, I don't know.
List compromised.
Yeah.
But I think he's fine in that regard. Everybody, it's again though. I bet you could come up with some names that aren't on here.
People could probably text us names. Where's this guy? Oh, he should be on the list. It's just tough to compile 25 players in 25 years of elite football players.
When it comes to like about 8 through 25, there's probably 100 people that if you wrote another list, here's another 100 guys. You go, okay, now he's got to come in. Right. He's got to be in there. Right. Then the next question. That's fine. He's in the top 25. Then who's out?
Yeah.
Then it's like, someone
texting, no Adrian Peterson. That's a tough one to leave out.
No Adrian Peterson.
That's pretty tough to leave out.
No Adrian Peterson.
Not in the top 25.
Okay, that's a good one.
I saw him live. Whoa.
26. He was 26.
Cool. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Anybody else?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. Ooh. Ridiculous. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Everyone has someone in their mind. Text them in.
Johnny Manziel.
Where's Colt McCoy? Rudy.
Rudy. God, Rudy. Rudy. Stop.
Come on, Rudy.
Rudy, do this for me, Rudy. Rudy, just take a little time out there.
Rudy.
Colt McCoy was.
Horns down, Rudy.
Colt McCoy.
He's Rudy's from San Antonio.
Who'd you say right before that one?
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, Manziel 100% should be in there.
Ooh, he should be top 25.
He probably should be.
Throw out the NFL college.
Yeah.
Johnny
yeah.
Football.
He took over a season.
He took over like two
a season.
Seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, he
about,
was
about, okay now, Bruce.
How about Darren McFadden? Oh, he dominated.
No.
I love him, but I'd say no. Okay. Manziel was probably one
was
of
incredible.
The, if you went through and say, and just said, okay, this top 25, who is must see
Manziel
higher than Manziel? Not many of them.
Error.
No.
I think we have an error.
Manziel's got to be on that list. He was so good. You can't look at the pro success.
Can we get Colt out there?
Colt McCoy.
Rudy.
Rudy, stop.
Rudy?
Oh, man. First.
Okay, Colt. Now, the Manziel thing.
That's it. Well, Adrian Peterson's got to be on that list.
Too.
To him, yeah. Not that's, top 25 is rough, but right. That's why it's a really tough list to compile.
I know it ended badly for Manziel, but just this stuff going on, beating Alabama at Alabama.
He was ahead of his time on this, by the way.
Yeah. He backed it up.
Hey, well, Manziel was ahead of his time on the money
so
thing.
So that's the you've heard me say it on air numerous times, that I think that NIL is the Johnny Manziel rule.
It is.
Because he would have made probably $50 million
yep.
off his name, image, yep. and likeness.
Yep.
And
I'm serious. Johnny Football.
He was. Did you want to see him play? I wouldn't miss him. I wouldn't have missed him.
He was must watch TV. Yeah. He was awesome.
Ooh, not on the list. Yeah. Bruce?
That's a rough miss there. Yeah. But he talked to 36 people, though, so it's not all on Bruce.
Yes.
So when we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
The Thrills!
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.